أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور. To understand these ayat, the previous ayat dealt with one of the capital crimes, and that is committing of adultery by a married person. And the punishment for that in the Torah, in the Old Testament, was also that the person must be stoned to death. However, the Jews, the ulama, had changed it and made it a different punishment of polishing the faces black and parading them on a donkey, etc. And they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to ask and hoping that they'll get a lenient punishment. That was dealing with that. Here now, in this ayat which follow, another evil of the Bani Israel is mentioned, and that is in the matter of qisas. Qisas, that when somebody killed somebody, then there are three options. The one is the family people can forgive that person, or they can ask for blood money, or they can demand that person who had killed must be killed in retaliation also. That is qisas. So when the background of these ayat and what follows in front is that this in Medina Sharif there were two famous tribes of the Jews. One was Banu Qurayza and the other one was Banu Nazir. Banu Nazir had the upper hand over Banu Qurayza, and they regarded themselves unwarrantedly that they are more superior to them. So if any person of the Banu Qurayza was killed by a person of the Banu Nadir, then they would take half the amount of blood money for that. They would only because they felt that they are superior. However, if a person of the Banu Qurayza was killed, who the Banu Nadir regarded as inferior, then they would take for the life of that person, or the full amount of the blood money. And this was also changing the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Basically, all this boils down of changing the deen of Allah Ta'ala and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what is of particular reference to us, that we must be careful that a person might not practice upon deen, understanding it his weakness, that he is not, he is weak. He finds himself weak in iman and is not practicing on deen. But to change the deen, as long as a person does not change the deen, he remains a Muslim. But when he changes the deen, then he goes out of the fold of Islam. So that is a very dangerous thing, and which in many aspects, unfortunately, many people, even scholars, are today guilty of that. Or for example, permitting photography, etc., which is a clear-cut haram. And then intermingling of sexes, music, etc., and many interests, just giving it a different name, etc. So all these are very, very dangerous things. If a person takes his whole life interest, but he regards it as haram, it's a very, very, very big guna, but he won't go out of the fold of Islam. But when he makes it halal and understands it to be permissible, then that is very dangerous. So Allah Ta'ala warns us of that serious condition, and we should take cognizance of it and correct ourselves. And if we find that we are too weak, then at least admit that we are weak and we are doing the wrong thing, and keep on asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And the right thing is that we come out of that and we become the true obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. And as the whole Torah, the Jews had to believe in it. Every ayat, a verse of the Torah, they had to believe. Similarly, the Quran Sharif, we all believe in it as the word of Allah. But all the finer points, whether it is the capital punishment or whatever, we also have to accept it that it is the word of Allah, and accept that is the absolute truth. May Allah give us this understanding, and may Allah Ta'ala accept from us. Wa akhiru da'wana.